On today's show, General Motors achieves a milestone in the history of the automotive industry. FCA stock price is soaring and nobody knows why. And who is going to win this year's North American Car, Truck, and Utility of the Year Awards? All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, where we cover every aspect of the automotive industry. And well, here's one for the history books. General Motors just filed a petition with NHTSA to allow it to deploy a fleet of unmanned, self-driving vehicles next year in order to launch an on-demand ride-hailing service in an undisclosed city. Based on the Chevy Bolt EV, it would be the first production vehicle without a steering wheel, pedals, or gear shifter. If it gets approval, GM could start building up to 2,500 a year. But getting approval is no guarantee, since current federal regulations require a human behind the wheel. On top of that, there's currently only 7 states where GM can operate unmanned vehicles. But in our opinion, the Cruise AV, which GM is calling the vehicle, could go down as one of the most important cars in automotive history. Hey, what the heck is going on with Fiat Chrysler stock? It's gone up 31% in just the last 2 weeks, and its trading volume tripled. Who the heck is buying the stock and why? Rumors on the street are running rampant. Some believe FCA is going to sell off Jeep. Some say a Chinese car company is buying the stock. Others say it's a tech company. And a few believe the company simply represents a good investment, and so it's attracting institutional investors. Meanwhile, FCA will not say peep about it. But one thing's for sure, something big is going on. And speaking of FCA, the automaker just announced it's going to move production of the Ram heavy-duty pickup out of Mexico and into the U.S. It will invest $1 billion at its Warren truck plant, which will add 2,500 jobs by 2020. FCA also announced it's going to give its 60,000 U.S. hourly employees a bonus check of $2,000, thanks to recent tax cuts in the U.S. Still to come, a look at a stunning interpretation of the original Citroën DS.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
All-wheel drive systems will drag down a vehicle's fuel economy because of the extra power needed to turn the additional moving pieces and the friction between them. But many customers want all-wheel drive. Here's the latest electro-hydraulic clutch assembly with an integrated control module that is made by BorgWarner and is used on the new Volvo XC40. It sits in front of the rear differential and operates independently from the two axles. It's able to offer a complete disconnect of the rear to save fuel, or it offers up to full locking torque, which can be provided at any time or speed. And because the control module features adaptable software, an automaker can input their own driving characteristics. Jean-Louis Bouy is a French designer who works at a French design house called Etude Integrale. He just came out with this modern interpretation of the original Citroën DS, and it looks absolutely stunning. The DS debuted 63 years ago, and it created a sensation for its sleek look and groundbreaking technology. Citroën recently revived the DS brand for its upscale cars, but none of them look anywhere as good as this. Our advice to Citroën? Buy this design and start building it. Next Monday, we'll learn who will be the winners for this year's North American Car, Truck, and Utility Awards. Coming up next, we'll give you a sneak peek at who the winners could be.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
The winners for North American Car, Truck, and Utility of the Year will be revealed at next week's Detroit Auto Show. And on the new Autoline this week, John, along with 3 of his NACTOY colleagues, talk about the finalists. Who's going to win? Well, here are some of their predictions.
Okay, now I'm going to put you all on the spot. Car of the year is going to be?
In a shock surprise, I think the Stinger will take it.
Okay, Mark?
I suspect Accord.
Okay.
Accord.
I vote Accord, too. Utilities, which one's going to win it?
Expedition.
No, utility.
That's why
our category.
Yeah.
My apologies.
XC60.
Volvo XC60 here. Okay. Now you can say Expedition.
Expedition.
Okay.
Navigator.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know which one it's going to be. I didn't think ZR2.
ZR2, sorry.
No, look, I think the ZR2 is an awesome truck. I don't think it's worthy of Truck of the Year because it's not all new. It's a great modification of an existing truck, but unlike the Expedition and the Navigator, which are all new, my vote's going to go to one or either of them.
And to find out what these jurors think of the finalists, you can watch that entire discussion right now on our website, autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. And make sure to tune in to Monday's Daily to find out who really won. And be sure to check out all of our coverage of the Detroit Auto Show, which also starts on Monday. But that's it for today's show. Thanks for watching. Have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.